Friday, November 1st, 2024. Tip on Dales will note that I love when a first of the month is on a Monday, but Friday is the next best thing. Thoughts, Ned?
I mean, I think a first of the month is really fun. And when it's midweek, I always feel a little let down. So yeah. Kicking off a week and it feels like a fresh start, or ending a week so it feels like I get to celebrate into a weekend, I'm here for that.
Here we are. And this is Daily Tips That May or May Not Help You. That's Ned. I'm Arielle. Ned, what is today's tip for this lovely Friday the 1st?
Today's tip is like kind of technical, but it's a tip that I've really enjoyed recently. As Tippendales may note from previous tips, I really love Notion. Notion is an incredible tool. They don't pay us to say that. I have replaced so many other tools that I used to pay for by just using Notion on the one subscription. There is a free calendar app that comes with Notion called Notion Calendar. It works like any other calendar app, right? Like you link all your calendars, it shows you all your events. Great. It has a feature where inside you can right click on an event and say, block this on my other calendars. So if you have like a personal event and you have both your personal calendar and your work calendar in Notion Calendar, you can block that time on your work calendar by using this feature. And if your work colleague goes to add something to your calendar, it'll show as blocked, but it won't show the details. In Notion Calendar, you don't see the event five times, six times or whatever. It's just seamlessly blocked across all your calendars. And so I use this constantly because I share my calendars all the time with people to schedule meetings and recordings and things like that. And Notion Calendar has made it really easy for me to have multiple calendars that interact together so I can tell anyone who needs to know what my availability is. So Notion Calendar, block events on other calendars, huge time saver for me. We'll put a link to Notion Calendar in the show notes.
If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial. If you're a podcast host, listen up, this one's for you. My name is Allie Jackson. I'm the host of Finding Mr. Height, a dating and relationship podcast that I've been doing for 4 years now, sharing my positive and practical approach to dating that's built on my own life experience. And I wanted to share another experience that I've had, my secret behind monetizing my show. It's called Red Circle. And I was just telling my colleague about how much I love their platform. With Red Circle, not only am I getting a seamless hosting experience, but I also love the support I receive in ad sales. It's not just typical ad sales either. It's targeted opportunities based on my show and my life. And the platform is super simple. You just set your preferences and Red Circle matches you with sponsors that align with your show. You can vet every opportunity and their platform gives you great analytics. More recently too, my Red Circle team has brought me opportunities outside of my podcast on social media to really augment the podcast partnerships, bring them full circle. I just can't recommend them enough. If you want to give it a try, go to redcircle.com to get your free trial. That's redcircle.com for a free trial.